This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. troops in Syria have returned fire after a rocket attack targeted American forces there Monday, according to a military spokesman. Multiple sources with knowledge of the attack confirmed to VOA that the rockets targeted a military base known as Green Village. The spokesman told VOA the U.S. responded to the rockets with 155-millimeter artillery rounds. The spokesman said the rocket attack caused no injuries and damage is still being assessed. The back and forth of rockets and artillery rounds came hours after the U.S. military said it struck three targets near the border between Syria and Iraq, used by Iranian-backed militias to carry out drone attacks on U.S. personnel and facilities. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday in the Oval Office that he directed the airstrikes, targeting sites used by the Iranian-backed militia groups responsible for recent attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Karimi on Monday condemned the U.S. airstrike on its soil, calling it a violation of national sovereignty that breached international conventions. Iraq's military said its country should not be an arena for settling scores. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday said the U.S. agrees with the call for de-escalation from the Iraqi Prime Minister, but the administration felt confident in its legal justification for the strikes. The vice president of the European Commission on Monday warned against complacency regarding the COVID-19 pandemic as the highly infectious Delta variant first discovered in India continues to spread on the continent. During a European Union parliamentary committee meeting, the European Commission vice president said a recent advisory from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control indicates the Delta variant is expected to account for 70% of all new cases in Europe by August. VOA News. A global coalition to fight Islamic State terrorists said Monday that 8 million people have been freed from their control in Iraq and Syria, but the threat from IS fighters remains there and in Africa. Coalition ministers met face-to-face in Rome for the first time in 2 years, pledging to maintain watch against a resurgence of the insurgents. In a concluding communique, the coalition said it needed to address both the issues that make communities vulnerable to recruitment by extremists and to provide support to areas liberated from Islamic State forces. The coalition said it would work with any country that requested the help in fighting the terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken attended the meeting and noted that efforts by the global coalition had produced what he called significant achievements, including virtually ceasing the movement of foreign fighters into Iraq and Syria. The top U.S. diplomat announced $436 million in additional humanitarian aid for Syrians and communities in surrounding countries that have been hosting Syrian refugees. He said the money would go toward providing food, water, shelter, health care, education, and protection. The source of the funding was not specified. The United States launched a coalition effort now involving 83 members aimed at defeating the Islamic State group in 2014 after the militants seized control of a large area across northern Syria and Iraq. A federal judge on Monday dismissed antitrust lawsuits brought against Facebook by the Federal Trade Commission and a coalition of state attorneys general. The decision dealt a significant blow to attempts by regulators to rein in tech giants. A U.S. district judge ruled Monday that the lawsuits were legally insufficient and didn't provide enough evidence to prove that Facebook was a monopoly. The ruling dismisses the complaint, but not the case, meaning the FTC could file another complaint. And the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, on Monday released the results of a year-long study on systemic racism around the world. She called on nations to adopt what she called a transformative agenda to uproot the problem. In a release, the U.N. Human Rights Office said its report was initiated a year ago in the wake of George Floyd's death at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. The goal was to create a comprehensive report on violations of international human rights law against Africans and people of African descent by law enforcement agencies. The report also documented government responses to peaceful protests against racism and helped provide accountability and redress for victims. More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.